Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is presented by North Texas Ace Hardware Stores, where you'll get friendly, localized service. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now, presented by Ace Hardware, here's Neil.
Thank you, Mike, very, very much. And thank you, Ace. Appreciate that. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the program. We are live on this lovely Saturday afternoon. It is lovely for a while anyway. Hope you're having a great day. I hope you'll pick up that phone and give us a call. Mike Bass is running the boards, doing my announcing, answering the phones. What else do you do? Oh, just about everything. Unlocking the building to let us all in. It's just, well, only two of us, so I guess that's the sum total. Give us a call. Won't you please give me a call? I'll do my best to answer your lawn and garden questions. It's toll-free anywhere you can hear me. 888-787-KLIF. 888-787-5543. Hope you got some rain. Most of this listening area did. It sounds like more is to come. And those of us who get to travel to Houston in about 36 hours, oh my goodness, not sure I want to go. Doesn't sound like they're having a lot of fun. So anyway, let's talk gardening. 888-787-5543. What should you be doing as we get into May? I have a one-hour program. That's what it has boiled down to. I made that decision, it's been several months ago now, just so I could have more time to spend with family. Our son Todd is in town visiting. He lives and works in California, and he has come home this weekend. And so it's really nice to have all but 1 hour to visit with Todd. But I love this hour to visit with you. I need to have your call. Call now. Call before the end of the program. I do a statewide program from 11 until noon. And I said the same thing just a little after 11. And waited for the phone lines to fill. Got some calls, but they didn't fill. They filled at 11:45. Come on, let's not do it this way. Let's call right now, if you will, please. One more time, 888-787-KLIF. That's 888-787-5543. Our SPCA of Texas dog today is Zachary. Zachary is a lovable one-year-old German Shepherd mix who is ready to steal your heart. He's an unusual German Shepherd mix. He is a sprightly 36 pounds. He boasts a stunning short blonde coat that perfectly complements his dark muzzle and soulful eyes. His floppy ears add an irresistible charm to his already adorable demeanor. A true good boy through and through, Zachary's friendly and happy-go-lucky nature make him a joy. Despite his young age, Zachary is eager to learn and grow, but he could use a little guidance in the manners department. This smart pup is highly treat-motivated, making training sessions a breeze. Like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Zachary has been neutered, microchipped. He's had all of his age-appropriate vaccinations. He is waiting for his forever family at the SPCA of Texas Dallas Animal Care Center. They invite you to stop by any day between noon and 6. They're open right now. You can meet him. To learn more about how you can give a gift for the animals, visit SPCA.org and click on Donate. If you'd like to see Zachary, you can go to SPCA.org, and they have a way that you can channel yourself through their website, and you can see a photo and learn the profile of Zachary, Zachary. Animals are available for adoption at both the SPCA of Dallas Animal Care Center, and their physical address is 2400 Lone Star Drive, and the Ellis County Animal Care Center at 2570 Farm to Market 878 in Waxahachie. Through May 15, the SPCA of Texas offers free adoptions for adult dogs and cats and half-price adoptions for puppies and kittens at the shelters and off-site events. There just are a lot of dogs and cats out there right now. Come on, folks, have your pets spayed or neutered, please, and help out. In the long run, it will really help everybody. But for now, all adoptions are free for adult dogs and cats and half price for adoptions of puppies and kittens at the SPCA shelters. This is Zachary that we're trying to help with an adoption today. I hope you'll do exactly that. That report is sponsored by, as well as this hour, by Baylor Scott & White. When it comes to your garden, you're the one who calls the shots. You choose what you're growing, you plant the seeds, and you give every one of your plants proper nourishment so that your entire garden will thrive. You do that, don't you? At the end of the day, your garden is in your hands. And Baylor Scott & White believes that your health should be in your hands as well. And that's why they've made staying on top of your health easy with tools and treatment options that let you take charge of your own care. With the MyBSW Health app, you'll have everything you need to manage your health right at your fingertips. Schedule your appointments, view your test results, and get access to 24/7 video visits right from your phone. Now you have your care right in your pocket so you can keep on putting in the work to grow something beautiful. Please download the MyBSW Health app today. That's MyBSW Health. Download the app today from Baylor Scott & White Health. It's the MyBSW Health app. Download it today.
Hi, I'm Carrie from Ace Hardware of Richardson at the corner of Coit and Beltline. When you need reliable, localized help and you're looking for great, authentic Yeti products, come to us. We're the helpful hardware folks. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Carrie, very, very much. And I welcome you to the program. Once again, if you'd like to call, we'd love to hear from you. It is 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-KLIF. 5543. Call right now if you will, please. A couple of things I want to talk about. One would be the fact that this is the perfect time to plant new turf grass. Too wet in most of our soils. You need to wait until the soil is moist but not sopping wet. And then you would rototill and rake it to a smooth grade that drains away from your home. And then you'd either plant the sod, or you could sow the seed. It's warm enough now for the Bermuda grass to grow. But we're talking sod, so you buy your sod and get it planted the same morning that it is delivered. And plant it very carefully. Don't walk on the freshly tilled soil. Tilling is best accomplished with a rear tine rototiller, where the tines are behind the wheels. They pulverize the soil better than one where the tines are in front of the wheels. Just kind of keep that in mind, because it'll do a much better job for you of getting the soil down to a nice smooth consistency. It will rake wonderfully well. Use a garden rake, a standard garden rake, but turn it upside down to do this raking to that smooth finish. And make sure you buy good quality sod. Turn a piece over and look at the backs of the pieces of sod. Look for little severed pieces of nutsedge. When they cut the sod, if there's nut grass or nutsedge in it, you'll see the little things about the size, bigger than an English pea, but not much bigger, and they'll be sliced right in half. And if you see those, you say, I don't want that. It's not acceptable. And buy from a different pallet of sod, or buy from a different vendor if you have to. They shouldn't be selling sod that has nutsedge in it. Plant it immediately, water it immediately, lightly, not just spritzing it, but you don't have to soak it. Get it established. You'll be watering once a day, unless you get a pretty good rain, once a day for the first couple of weeks. That's the advantage of planting now. It probably will not turn brown like it would if you planted in June or July. Then after a couple of weeks, you can cut back to once every couple of days, and then gradually until as needed. And people ask about fertilizing and mowing. You mow it when it gets tall enough to need to be mowed. It depends on the variety that you have planted. I would ask when you buy the sod, how tall should I be mowing this? And you can go with that. I have it on my website. I have it in my book. I have that information in a lot of different places. And go with the recommended mowing height. Don't let the grass grow tall. It doesn't establish as well if you fail to mow it properly. And fertilize it at half the recommended rate, 2 weeks. Fertilize it at half the recommended rate after you mow it the second time. That's what I was trying to say. All right, that's something you can do now is planting new turf grass. We'll talk more about that if we have time during the course of the upcoming hour. Give me a call. Let's go to calls. It's 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, please don't wait until right at the end of the program and call and wonder why I don't have more time to talk to you. Need to have your call right now. When I wrote my book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, I wanted a book that would cover all aspects of gardening, outdoor gardening. It would be landscapes, it would be trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Those all are aspects of outdoor gardening. And this book has a chapter dedicated to every one of those. It also has a chapter dedicated to the basics of gardening in Texas, because if you don't have the basics, you can't even get started. And that chapter, chapter one, applies to all the other chapters that follow. Chapter two is unique. I've never had it in any of my books. I've written five books. This has never been in one before. It's a calendar, a perpetual calendar. And it's not a grid that you write your dental appointment on. It's a word calendar that tells you when to plant, when you need to prune, when you need to fertilize, and when you need to spray or put granules out to protect your plants. And 4 pages per month. It's 48 pages. It's applicable to the entire state of Texas. I worked a month to write that and get that calendar all finished up. I think you will find it to be very, very useful. People tell me that that is the best part of the entire book. Your satisfaction with my book is guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. It has 840 of my photographs in it, 344 pages. It is printed on high quality paper, and it is a hardback. So it's made to last, and it was printed in Texas, not in China. I wanted to go to the press check so I could see the rendering of the colors to make sure that they were all accurate. I looked at every photo as it printed. And so that's why I guarantee your satisfaction. It's only $34.95. It has a list price on the jacket of $38.95 on the hardcover, but it's only $34.95, and I will sign your copy as I mail it to you. They're in my garage, a climate-controlled garage, and I will sign and mail them to you. Not in stores, not on Amazon. It's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's in the sixth printing. You don't need to get a copy of the sixth printing. It's not sixth edition. These are minor changes from one printing to the next. So if you have one of the other printings, don't feel like you need to buy it. But if you don't have one, this will be the last printing, and so you don't want to miss this one. Don't go by the old cowboy boot book that was last touched 35 years ago. This is the one you need. $34.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Two ways you can buy it. One is from my office number at 800-752-GROW. That's weekday business hours. That's Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. 800-752-4769. The other way you can buy it is actually better, and that's from my website. You can buy it anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. It's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hello friends, this is Tommy Brummett, pastor of First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney, inviting you to join us for worship. You can join us in person in McKinney and in Melissa, or join us online. Find out all options at sharingtheheart.org. First United Methodist Church, where the love of God is proclaimed and everyone is welcome.
Thank you, Tommy. He is our pastor. That's our church, and we hope you'll join us. Tomorrow would be a good time to join. Tommy will be joining us in about less than half an hour with a special feature, so I hope you'll stay tuned. In the meanwhile, let me tell you about Advanced Foundation Repair. If you have a foundation that isn't exactly in one piece, if it's not doing what it's supposed to do, and the windows and doors are not opening and shutting the way you expect them to, if you are seeing cracks in the grout or in the mortar joints of your home, heaven forbid the cracks are in the tile or the brick or the masonry work of your home, oh, you don't want that to happen. If you are seeing that sort of a problem, if the tape and bedwork is starting to pop and peel, these are reasons that you call Advanced Foundation Repair for the free home inspection. Have them come to your home and check things out. They will do almost the equivalent of a topographic map of your home. If they decide and show, well, they'll put sophisticated equipment on the job, and if they determine that there are problems with your foundation, they will show you exactly where they are and the extent of them. They'll tell you what they would do to correct those and what it would cost to have them do those corrections. And you leave with a significant guarantee of their work, and you leave with a very well repaired foundation. You leave as a happy customer. I've been advertising for them for more than 27 years. We're happy customers in the Sperry family twice over, once for our house and once for a historic house in the downtown area of McKinney that we used for our office for 24 years. These people do it right. They're fabulous. It's Advanced Foundation Repair. On the web, foundationrepairs.com. foundationrepairs.com. Phone number for that free home inspection. Call now before they get swamped in the summertime. This is the time to call them. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. One more time, 214-333-0003.
Hi, I'm Mark from Benbrook Ace Hardware. We're your source of great products. Count on us for friendly service you can trust. Ace is a place with the helpful hardware folks. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Mark, very, very much. I asked them just kind of describe why they, and this was of all the Ace dealers, why they liked being Ace dealers. And to a person, they said, because we give back to our community, we like helping members of our community, and the word community came up in almost every response, Mark's included. And it's just a great bunch of people who are involved in your community. Ace Hardware, 40 of those dealers joined together to sponsor this program. Please let them know you appreciate that. Other things that you need to be thinking about in your landscape right now. If you have planted new shade trees this year or a new shade tree, be sure that you have it staked and guy-wired or cabled in some way. If it is a tree that is larger than a 5-gallon container, if it's out of a 10 or 20-gallon, or if it was bald and burlapped, you need to have guy wires or cables to hold it keep it from tipping. Hopefully you planted it vertically so it's perfectly plumb. You don't get a chance to come back and change that later. You're going to have to... probably be better to go ahead and get it straightened up right now with a sharpshooter spade, and you may have to take some soil out. Don't just tug on it and expect that to do it. But anyway, it will never grow straight if you don't straighten it at the time of planting. You want to have the tree planted so that you can see the root flare where the trunk begins to broaden out into the root system. You don't want to have it planted so it looks like a lollipop going straight down into the soil with no flaring of the roots. If you have that, you've planted it too deeply. All right, but to my point of the staking and guying, you want to have one cable, one wire, not just a slack rope or whatever. You want to have one of them going straight south. You want to have one going northeast and one going northwest. The one straight south is the one that carries most of the burden of work, because that's where our prevailing winds are from in the summertime. That's the one that's going to be having so much pressure put on it by the wind hitting the canopy of leaves. So that's very important that you have that cable. You need to pad the trunk so that the cable won't wear a hole in the trunk. And you need to remember that you have done this so that the tree trunk doesn't grow over the cable, over the padding. That's called girdling, and that's a good way to lose the top out of your tree. Now, that cable needs to come up at a 45-degree angle. You don't want to have it go way out 10 feet out into the yard, because that's unnecessary, and you don't want to have it almost vertical, because that doesn't give much more support than the tree has on its own. You need to keep the cable taut at all times. Don't let it have any slack to it. It needs to be tight enough that you could almost play a musical note on it by twanging it. And I see very few trees that are staked and cabled properly. Most of them have a lot of slack in their lines, and that's useless. That's not protecting against tilting in the wind. Now, the final thing, after you have planted a new tree and you've made sure it's vertical, the final thing is to put a wrap on the trunk. And you've heard me talk about this before here. I just, every once in a while, I kind of go past this topic again to drive it home. If you have a tree species that has a thin bark by nature as the tree is young, it's vulnerable to sun scald and bark splitting. That includes all the red oaks, and that would also include water oak in East Texas. It also includes Chinese pistachio and Acer rubrum, the true red maples, and a few other trees as well. If they have thin bark, the red maples really show up when you see them after about 3 or 4 years. The sun scald will cause the bark to split. It happens after probably the second year. And then it splits and falls off, and you get decay in the trunk and you lose the tree entirely. If it does sprout out from below that damage, then you end up with a shrub and instead of a tree, and it looks just awful. So by wrapping the trunk with paper tree wrap or plastic tree wrap, you protect it. The sun doesn't hit the thin bark directly. It works, and it really works. I don't know why nurseries don't make a bigger practice of selling paper tree wrap, but you'll find it. It's available, and it's available. You're about as likely to find it in a really good hardware store as you are in a nursery. I know that my sponsor, Ace Hardware, wanted to know things I talked about on the air and that people had a hard time finding, and this is one of the first things I mentioned, the paper tree wrap. You start at the bottom down by the ground, and you spiral it around the trunk all the way up to the lowest branches. Problem with these trees is they're grown in a nursery when they're young, and they're grown pot to pot, so they shade one another. And then we take them home and put them out in full sun, and they're exposed to baking sun that they have never seen before. And that's why their thin bark splits. That is non-negotiable with young red oaks, as far as I'm concerned. Let me tell you, speaking of trees, about Arborological Services. I want to tell you, let me make myself a note. I spoke with Steve Hauser this week, the founder and owner. Still writing my note here. Something we'll talk about after this break. Talk with Steve Hauser about what I'll talk to you about in a minute, because I respect him so much as a real expert on trees. I mean, he has 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists working around him. Steve is certainly all that and more. In fact, Steve was one of the very first people in Texas to be named Arborist of the Year for the whole state of Texas. And since he was named, next was Russell Peters and then Kevin Bassett, all from the same firm, three Arborists of the Year working together. Oh my goodness, that ensures that your trees are going to be getting great care. Arborological Services. They are as available as one phone call to you. Now, they serve the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area, not beyond. And so, you know, there's no point in calling if you're in Abilene or if you're in Tyler. You probably have a good certified arborist in your area as well, but the best that we have in Dallas-Fort Worth, the only people who will ever touch my trees at our in our landscape, is Arborological Services. They have college-degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters on their staff, and they have won the awards. They have a 13-time Texas State Tree Climbing Champion on their team. Miguel Paston brings his crew to our landscape. He heads the crew that comes to our home. Arborological.com is their website. Arbor, A-R-B-O-R-I-L-O-G-I-C-A-L. Arborological.com. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., and Twitter, at The Tree Experts. I tell you all those pieces of information, especially Arborological.com, because their website has so much great information. Trust your trees only to the best, and that is Arborological Services. Here's their phone number, 866-552-7267. Again, toll free anywhere in the Metroplex, 866-552-7267. Arborological Services.
Coming up Monday on DFW's Morning News,
we recognize a somber anniversary in North Texas, marking 1 year since the Outlet Mall massacre in Allen. At 5:40 and 7:40, we pay tribute to the victims and heroes.
And at 8:17, we'll update you on playoff mania as the economic impact of the postseason rolls on. I'm Clayton Neville.
And I'm Laura Sadler. And we've got the news and information to start your day.
It's all on Monday's edition of DFW's Morning News on News and Information 570 KLIF and 96.3 FM HD2.
Callaway's Nursery has the most beautiful flourishing plants for you this spring. Their stores are packed with new arrivals. You're going to be sure to find what you need, want, and so much more. That's the way it is with me. When I go into Callaway's, I get so many great ideas. Head into your neighborhood Callaway's Nursery today. Take in nature at its absolute best and select your favorites, including the fabulous tropical hibiscus. They always have gorgeous ones in red, yellow, pink, and orange. 6-inch pots that would have been $19.99 are on sale for an amazing 30% off today through Thursday. Tropical hibiscus are exquisite with their huge eye-catching blooms that keep coming for months, and the blooms really stand out against the brilliant green foliage. You can display your tropical hibiscus in a stylish piece of pottery on your patio or plant them directly into the landscape as a feature in a sunny area. They are tropical. They will freeze, but they're beautiful. You can enjoy the feeling of your own tropical oasis at home. You can keep your tropical hibiscus at its best with Callaway's Premium Tropical Plant Food. Healthier plants will give you more vibrant blooms. Spring is a fun and busy time for gardeners, and Callaway's is here to help with pick and plant. You pick the plants you want to add to your landscape, and Callaway's will get everything planted for you. Ask one of the experts for more information on this great service. They're open 7 days a week for your convenience from 9 to 6, or shop online and pick up in store. That's Callaway's Nursery. Their life lived beautifully. It's Callaway's.com. It's time now for a little bitty garden tip. I think you'll find it useful.
Shasta daisies come in all flavors, each of them vanilla. You'll find tall Shastas and short Shastas, single ones and double ones. You'll find plants that have frilled flowers, those whose blooms are plain. The one consistent thing with the Shastas is that they're all great garden plants for Texas. Most types of Shasta daisies grow to 12 to 20 inches tall. Almost all of them have their peak bloom in late spring. They clump freely, so you can dig and divide them every year or two to cover large areas. Some types seem to spread more rapidly. Other types don't spread as much, and so you won't be digging and dividing them. The larger flowering types traditionally don't clump quite as quickly. Shasta daisies are especially at home with daylilies. They need sun or almost full sun. Every garden ought to have a clump somewhere in the perennial garden.
For weekly gardening tips, sign up for my free eGardens newsletter. All the details and a current example are at neilsperry.com. Thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you. Let me tell you about Wild Birds Unlimited right now. The McKinney store at 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway. And as long as we're on that south directive, south of Tom Thumb. And easy to find, Wild Birds Unlimited. This is Birdie's store, Cheryl Miller, but people call her Birdie. And you will too, and you'll smile as you say it, I'll bet you, because that's what happens at Wild Birds Unlimited. They have every kind of feeder, every kind of feed you could possibly want. I need to get by. I noticed that my Woodpecker's Feast cylinders are completely gone. The Woodpeckers have feasted. They've done their job. And the cylinders brought them to our feeders, and I need to go by and replenish. They also have feeds, seeds, cylinders for nesting birds. There's a lot of that going around, if you hadn't noticed. And our blue jays are back at the feeders with the peanuts. I just need to refill those. It's been a busy couple of days. The birds will come to your backyard if you go to Wild Birds Unlimited. All of that, and I haven't even mentioned the fact that they have the finest hummingbird feeders you've ever seen. They're high perch feeders. Take a look at those. And here's what I always encourage you to notice when you go into Wild Birds Unlimited. You're first going to notice the beautiful accessory pieces that they put right by the front door to help you enjoy the birds even more in your landscape. But beyond that, notice how friendly they are, how knowledgeable they are, how they greet you when you come in the door and then leave you alone to shop to your heart's content. That's Wild Birds Unlimited, and they are at 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway, beside Tom Thumb in McKinney. Open Monday through Saturday, meaning that they're closed on Sundays. The days that they are open, they're open 10 until 5. That's Wild Birds Unlimited in McKinney.
KLIF can be heard on the FM. If you have a newer vehicle, go to KLIF.com/FM to learn how. This is Real News and Information, 570 KLIF, KLIF.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. They have 22 acres of beautiful stone at WhizQ Stone, 4501 East Loop 820 South. This is Southeast Fort Worth. 22 acres of gorgeous stone there. Whether you want just small decorative gravel all the way up to gigantic boulders, in between they have everything you could want. It's retaining wall stone, it's flagstone for a patio or pool decking. It could be other decorative boulders, could be river rock to edge a bed or just to take the replacement of a ground cover. They have everything. I've said that three times, and that's exactly the case. They work with the finest landscape contractors in North Texas, and those people know where to buy the greatest stone. That's at WhizQ Stone. If you need a referral to a landscape contractor who could help you, for example, build a fountain, if that's what you're trying to accomplish. You say, well, I haven't built very many fountains. I'll bet there's somebody out there who knows better than I. Yes, indeed, and WhizQ Stone knows those people. They know them all. They're very active in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. They are very active in the community. Mike and Derek Wisnan volunteer freely with the Denton State-supported Living Center. It doesn't get any better than WhizQ Stone. Here's the contact information one more time. WhizQ Stone, 4501 East Loop 820 South. That's in Fort Worth, 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. WhizQ.com. It's WhizQ Stone.
I'm Scott from Lakewood Ace Hardware in Dallas. When you need reliable, localized help for your outdoor grilling needs, come to us. We're the helpful hardware folks. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Scott, very, very much. He was one of the original Ace Hardware stores to sign up to sponsor many years ago, and he's been there the whole time. And appreciate is just an understated word to describe how I feel about those folks who've been with me the whole way through. Thank you very, very much. A couple of things I want to mention to you that are one of them timely, one of them personal. Timely is a story that I put in eGardens night before last, and that has to do with cedar bark beetles. I've had a lot of questions this spring. I had one from from, where was it from this morning? Snook, Texas, down by my College Station, my old stomping grounds when I was a teenager. But these have come from all over the state about Eastern Red Cedar, Juniperus virginiana, dying, suddenly dying, or parts of the plants dying. But generally, it was the entire tree dying, and these, in many cases, were mature trees. What's happened to them? And I looked at some that were dying. I couldn't tell for sure. I couldn't get on the property, and I'd hated to hop fences. My hopping days are kind of over just a little bit. And so I asked some questions. I did a lot of research online, and in the last two or three weeks, it has become more and more obvious what the problem is. I talked to Steve Hauser. I've already credited him as being the founder and owner of Arborological Services, and he was named Arborist of the Year for the state in the second or third year, first year that that award was given out. Very highly respected. And then also the Texas A&M Forest Service has a fact sheet on this. It is cedar bark beetle damage. It's an insect that does a boring kind of work. And you normally would not think of that as being even a consideration with Eastern Red Cedar, with junipers. But indeed, they do damage the trees. The evidence that you will find, a whole branch will die, the whole tree will die, turn brown, and probably be totally dead. You will see holes in the bark, the bark that peels off, or it may just peel off, and you'll see holes that are about, well, they're smaller than a pencil lead. They're very tiny. They're the exit holes, and it'll just look like it's been peppered by a shotgun. You may see sawdust on the pieces of bark that are still hanging on the tree or down on the ground or stuck to the trunk of the tree in the resin, in the sap that's coming out. All of those are evidences of cedar bark beetle. The real telling tale is if you see a network flat up, if you put your hand on a trunk after all the bark was missing, the papery bark, you put your hand up on the trunk, and if your hand had a lot of, well, where your veins are or something, just all kinds of spidery webbing of tunnels that are right on the surface of the wood, that's more evidence to nail down the fact that this is cedar bark beetle. How's that get in there? Why is it there now and hadn't been there for the 54 years of my career here? Well, that was the puzzling part, and what these folks and what Steve Hauser and the Texas A&M Forest Service all have said, and I think it was another state, maybe Florida, that because of the droughts that we had last summer and the summer before, and the extreme cold of February 2021, the trees were weakened, and then the cedar bark beetle showed up. Had it not been for the weather extremes, the bark beetle probably would not have gotten a toehold, would not have become the problem that it is. What do we do now? Well, you're going to have to take out the dead trees because they're not coming back to life. There is no second coming for the cedar trees, those trees. And then I think we're just going to have to wait and see. But if we can get through a couple of, how do you say, you don't know what the new normal is, but if we can get through a couple of normal growing seasons, years, then odds are that this insect and the problem overall will abate. That's all I have. I'm still waiting for more research, waiting for more things to read and report on. The other thing I wanted to mention is a personal thing, and then we'll take our last break. Our son Todd is here with us. Todd works in television on the West Coast. He, at one point in his career, had been Larry King's producer at CNN. And when Larry retired, Todd changed his jobs and then ultimately changed from CNN to another position, nice high position. But he has taken up a hobby of hiking in the mountains in California. The foothills are 5,000-foot mountains are not Mount Whitney. But he loves to hike, and he tries to, well, he has hiked in the last 3 years 6,300 miles. And he has bought himself a couple of drones, first a really nice drone and then a really nice drone. And he has compiled a movie. I'll go ahead and talk about this. I'll tell you why he did this in a moment. But anyway, the movie is of his footage that he has taken on his hikes in the mountains with his drone, and it is beautiful. He works in TV. He's a radio, television, film graduate from UT, and he put all his skills together. He knows what he's doing. And I'll tell you how you can watch it. It's 9 minutes long. It starts out with a plea to not spill your popcorn at the theater at the beginning, just like a movie would. So that's the one that you'll know you're in the right place. Just let it get started. And then you get to watch Todd hiking. And you'll see Todd several places in it, because with his drone, he's always in the video unless he edits himself out. He's always going to be at the beginning or end of it when it comes back to him. He loves that drone. Oh, my goodness. I've admired his videos, and he put about 25 of them together for me and sent them to me one day early, 2 days ago. And I got them into eGardens at the 11th hour at 4:30, and it distributed at 6. And so I didn't have any chance to do any red letters on it or anything else. It's on the homepage of eGardens, which you can see from my website. If you go to neilsperry.com, hear this closely, please, neilsperry.com, and then in the toolbar at the top, it has things, one of them being the eGardens. Click on that, and you'll see in the pull-down menu, see recent issue, and click on it. And right down at the bottom of the home page of eGardens, if you're not a subscriber, you'll see the chance to click onto Todd's video that he sent me for my 80th birthday yesterday. That was really special. So let me tell you about my book. Take my last break. I wanted a book that would address all of your aspects of outdoor gardening for every county in Texas. One that could help you be successful in your gardening endeavors. It would cover in chapter one, the basics. Chapter two, a calendar, 48 pages, 4 pages per month of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants that you're growing, so you would never have to ask again, Neil, when should I do this or that? It would all be there for you. People have told me that is the best thing that this book has in it. I wanted Carolyn Skye to be my editor and Cindy Smith to be the graphic designer, and indeed, they are wonderful ladies. Saw them last night, in fact. And the three of us worked on this book for a year to make it be the best book it could possibly be. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, everything I needed to support those photos. It's a hardback printed on high-quality paper and printed in Texas. And then chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Book is not in stores, not on Amazon, because I wanted to sign your copy before I mailed it to you. I do all that out of our garage. It's only $34.95, and your satisfaction is completely guaranteed, or I will refund every penny. No one has asked for a refund out of 87,000 copies sold. This is the last printing that I'm going to do on this book. So if you want it, you need to get it quickly before I sell out. It's just $34.95. You buy it from my website, or you buy it by calling my office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-GROW. The website is neilsperry.com.
When the people at Advanced Foundation Repair called to say they wanted me to do ads for their company, I told them I'd need references, people for whom they'd done work. I spent several weeks checking them all out, and the reviews were just fabulous. That was more than 20 years ago, and people are still thanking me for referring them to these leaders in the foundation repair industry. Affordable, innovative, honest, punctual, it's Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
With the MyBSW Health app, it's never been easier to take charge of your own health care. So keep making your hard work blossom into something great. Download the MyBSW Health app today. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
The only people who will ever touch our trees, Arborological Services. Award-winning service since 1981. Arborological.com. 866-552-7267. Arborological Services.
Lens Landscape Lighting, bringing you not just beauty, but added security, helping you keep an eye on kids and pets when outdoor playtime turns to night. And now Lens Services proudly brings our lighting expertise to your home's interior space. Let us illuminate the beauty of your home, inside and out. Lens Landscape Lighting and Lens Services, we light the way you live. For more info, go to LensLighting.com. That's LensLighting.com.
Thank you, ma'am. Let me tell you about Ace is the Place, the helpful hardware folks. My program is sponsored by your locally owned North Texas Ace hardware dealer. These are great people who will help you succeed in what you're trying to achieve. Stop by your locally owned North Texas Ace retailer. Find a great deal on Miracle-Gro flower and plant potting mix. 2 cubic foot bags, sale price 2 for $30. Your plants want to show off. Give indoor and outdoor container plants the right ingredients to grow bigger and more beautifully with Miracle-Gro Potting Mix. Their specially formulated mix feeds up to 6 months for more blooms and more color versus unfed plants. It grows plants that are twice as large versus unfed plants. Use it with indoor and outdoor container plants. Again, that's Miracle-Gro Flower and Plant Potting Mix. 2 cubic foot bags, sale price 2 for $30. These are local experts with trusted advice you can rely on. Make a habit of shopping at Ace Hardware because Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
I'm Dan Meyer from Salina Ace Hardware. I own my own Ace Hardware store because I enjoy serving the community of Salina. I am proud of my team that's there to serve you. We're Ace, the helpful hardware folks. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Dan, very, very much. And we are joined right now by our pastor. I told you we'd have him here and you'd get to hear his words. And that's Pastor Tommy Brummett, First United Methodist Church, downtown McKinney. Tommy, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well on this day. Neil, how about you?
I'm wonderful. That was fun last night. Thank you for being at your church last night when I got out to say hi. And you said, I have something to show you inside.
It was a little surprise party, wasn't it, Neil?
Just a little surprise party. Our son Todd had been driving me around to show me where he had been taking drone footage and said, I need to ask you something about the church, what these various parts of the building are. And, well, there's Pastor Tommy. Let's say hi to him. And that was the beginning of falling into the spider web.
It was wonderful. It was so fun. Happy birthday to you, Neil.
Thank you, Tommy. It was and continues to be. Thank you so much. And you're a very important part of it. Thank you. That was just absolutely beautiful. And thanks for helping me find my phone after we had to come get you out of your house in the Rangers game.
I was glad to do it and glad to be there and glad to see so many people so happy to wish you happy birthday. And you just make such a difference in all of our lives, Neil. We're so thankful for you.
Well, Tommy, thank you so much. And Tommy has been in Charlotte, North Carolina for the last week or week and a half with a bunch of Methodists. You kind of took over the town.
At our general conference, we had Methodists from all over the world. It's so fun to see so many people of so many different cultures and different languages from different nations all coming together and all united in their love for Jesus and their desire to share that love with the whole wide world. Is it just a beautiful thing, Neil?
And when you go to another part of America, do you ever look for birds that maybe you don't have in North Texas?
Neil, that's the way to do it. I always throw my binoculars in my suitcase and wherever you go, because one of the things about seeing different birds is you need to go to different places. And I was lucky enough one afternoon to break free for a couple hours and went to a park right just off of downtown Charlotte. There's a little creek and lots of foliage, lots of trees. And I saw 10 different species of warblers because it is migration along that eastern seacoast. And so there are so many warblers coming through that I wouldn't have seen if I just stayed in Texas. So sometimes it's good when you go to a different place to step out and get your eyes off the ground and up in the air and see what you can see. And you may be surprised. There were catbirds all in the trees. And they're just beautiful to see and beautiful to listen to. But there are so many different species of birds. I think I'm up around 400 on my list now that I've seen in my life. And it's just a fun way to enjoy a new place is to walk around and see what you can see.
This is what I'm telling you about, folks. This gentleman loves birding, and it's a wonderful hobby, and we both encourage you to get into that hobby. So, all right, so we have about a minute. Tell me what's going on at church tomorrow.
So we're celebrating. We had confirmation Saturday today. We had 50 young people and 7 families join the church. So we will celebrate that tomorrow in Holy Communion. You can join us in person or online, and all of our worship information is at sharingtheheart.org. I'm going to run up after church and say goodbye to Pastor Stacy. We're changing pastors at our Melissa Church. So it's a big Sunday in the life of First United Methodist Church, and we'd love for you to join us.
All right, and that's at sharingtheheart.org. Services at the church itself are at 8, 9, 10:05, and 11:10. And the 10:05 service is the one that live streams. Please join us. We'd love to have you there. Tommy, thank you so much. You are a beloved pastor and a beloved friend as well. And thanks for Eve also for coming. Just special friends. Thank you very, very much.
Bless you, Neil.
He has richly blessed me, as you have as well. Thank you. All right. So, folks, thank you very much for listening today. And tomorrow, Mike Bass and I, and Mike, nice job today. Thanks for helping. Tomorrow, we will be at 8:20 on your dial at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, 8 until 9, at WBAP's sister station. I hope you'll join us then. And let's talk gardening then, if that would work out well. And it's been quite a weekend to have all the family together. The only person missing last night was our granddaughter Audrey, who I think by now has finished her last final at UT and on her way home. So thank you very much for listening. And until next week here and tomorrow at BAP, happy gardening.